listener production.
Hey, it's Katie Martin with you. Drivers aren't the only road users being put on notice on the first day of winter. Charles Mountain from the RAA says it's a dangerous time of year for pedestrians too.
Pedestrians obviously don't like standing in the rain waiting for a gap in the traffic or for the lights to change. But again, it's so important that they wait until the lights have changed before they move across the road, and also that motorists always look out for pedestrians crossing the road as well.
As for being behind the wheel, he's advising drivers leave enough room between their car and the one in front, particularly on wet roads where sudden stops become more dangerous. Meanwhile, more than 5,000 people have echoed a Southeast teen's calls to upgrade the Dukes Highway after a crash that claimed the life of another teenager just days ago. 19-year-old Poppy Crozier died when her car and two others crashed on the highway at Kiki. Megan Quick, also 19, has started an online petition demanding the state government fund safety upgrades. And Narracourt and Lucendale residents, you'd better have a good pair of runners on you. It's day one of the 10,000 Steps Challenge. Council's coordinating the challenge, encouraging people to log 10K steps a day with $1,000 worth of prizes to be won for the people who clock up the most. Wellbeing Program Coordinator at Council, Yana Jericho, says they're trying to promote healthy living for the whole month.
The more steps we take, the better it is for our health and well-being. And we know that winter is a really challenging time for people to stay really active. It's quite dark early in the morning and it gets dark early at night. So we do this now just as a really good opportunity for people to really prioritising their walking and increasing their steps.
Coming up in the Western Border netball this weekend, Millicent's Lily Paul is still out of action after the weekend's ankle injury when the side come up against South Gambia. East Gambia are playing Casterton Sanford, and West face off against North in what's already being called the match of the day.